For WHJE Radio, I'm Phoebe Kane here with Aaron Guevara, a senior at Carmel, an avid actor in our performing arts department, and the lead in the winter play Romeo and Juliet. Over the course of this interview, we'll talk about his current role as Romeo and his acting career at school.
Do you consent to this recording?
Yes, I do consent to this recording.
Okay. So have you been working in school shows all throughout high school?
Yeah, pretty much. It started in eighth grade, so I've been doing it, pretty much this entire time.
You started in middle school then?
Yeah, but I've been consistently participating all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm. How did you first get into theater arts?
Well, my brother was always big on it. He was very popular in the Carmel Theater Department, and he convinced me to audition for my eighth grade play, Peter Pan and Wendy, and I actually landed the lead in that play. So after that, I had a great time. I really enjoyed being on stage, and it just basically went from there. I kept on auditioning for things, started getting a couple more roles, and it worked out pretty well. So,
wow, that's actually really impressive that you landed Peter Pan in your first show.
Well, yeah, it was a shock to me, but I was really excited to have that opportunity, and it was a really big responsibility to take on before I had even had any experience. But it was a great time. So, and it got me super stoked about the whole performing aspect of everything, and I just basically kept going from there.
Right. So have you continued to play leads or?
Actually, it's very competitive here at Carmel, as you can guess. Getting in a show by itself is already a big accomplishment. So basically, all of the years leading up to this year, I've been playing mostly supporting roles. So this is my first opportunity since middle school that I've been able to play a lead. And it's a huge honor for me, especially since this is probably going to be my last performance here at the high school. So I was glad to get an opportunity to play the lead and in one of the greatest plays of all time. So,
are you not trying out for the musical?
I've considered it. I'm not entirely sure on that, but this is at least my last non-musical performance, which has always been bigger for me. So that's why this is a very important play to me.
Right. That is exciting. Mm-hmm. That's really fun. What was your favorite role from your whole high school career?
That's a good question. I've liked most of my roles, and the reason I've liked them all is because they've had a lot of variety to them, and they've allowed me to experiment with different emotions and different ideas and idiosyncrasies. But probably my favorite was the role of Sullen in The Beaux Stratagem, which was a performance last year. And the reason I liked him so much is because he differed completely from my personality in the sense that he was a very boisterous drunk. And I feel like even though I'm a very upbeat person, I'm usually a very measured upbeat person, but he was just all over the place and obviously completely drunken. And
I remember his character. Right. You did a really good job capturing that.
Thank you. And so I got a little hip flask and that was really fun. I got to wear a wig and got some nice stubble. And it was just, I basically just turned into the character. Like it wasn't, that was the first time that I actually really identified with the character and basically got into a different mindset in order to portray that character. And I think that it ended up being one of my better performances. So I really enjoyed that.
What do you feel like you learned most about embodying a totally different persona?
Well, I guess it's a good question. I really think that it allows you to empathize with other people. And especially me as a person, I'm just a very happy person. I usually don't let things hang on me. I usually get over things really quickly. And so especially for Romeo, for example, he doesn't really do that. He allows things to hang on him and he gets really depressed about certain things. And so that was something that was totally new for me because usually I haven't had to deal with things such as depression or anger or all of these really deep emotions on a very deep level. And so I guess it allows me to identify with other people who really do go through these types of things. And it just allows me to identify with what they're actually going through and how it's not as easy for people to let things go as I basically do. And how these, like, depression and all these emotions are really real things. And it's like just a whole different world for me to go into. And so I really enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward with that thought, do you enjoy playing such a complex character?
I do, actually. I think that it's kind of like an emotional roller coaster. That's the way that I look at it. Because in the performance, Romeo goes from, first of all, he's really depressed because the original girl that he loves doesn't love him back. And then he's like super in love because he finds Juliet. And then he's like super sad because he gets taken from her. And then he's like super angry, and then he murders Tybalt, and then he gets super depressed again and angry because she dies. And then he gets almost insane at the end because he sees her dead there, and then he obviously kills himself. So it's like all over the place. And so he's not just defined by one particular emotion. And that's one thing that as an actor I've always struggled with, is there's just one emotion that I allow to dominate the character. But it's not that. Every character isn't only defined by one single emotion. It's a whole array of them that you really need to work on incorporating. And especially since Romeos are so dramatic and so different from one another, it's a lot easier to really identify those and really let those come out in my acting.
Mm-hmm. After playing Romeo and after, you know, learning about his character more, do you feel that his whole persona lives up to like the importance and greatness that people place on him as a character?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Like, do you feel that the importance and how famous his character and his and Juliet's story is, do you feel that after playing him, his character lives up to that?
I think he does.
He deserves it?
He absolutely does. I think that the thing about it is it's almost naive because he's only 15 years old in the play, and he's going through all these things that like you shouldn't be going through until you're much, much older, and he takes things a lot too seriously. And I think that there's something that can be learned from that, is to, as a teenager, you don't necessarily have to have your life figured out. So that's one thing that I think is important. But it's also the opposite end of things with the whole family feud between the Capulets and the Montagues, how even things like that shouldn't get in the way of what you desire, like your love. So yeah, and in kind of both respects, I think that he does live up to that.
I'm Phoebe Kane for WHGE Carmel. Here with me is one of the current leads in Carmel's winter play, Aaron Guevara. We've gone into his thoughts on taking on the persona of Romeo Montague, and we'll talk more about him as an actor and his future plans for theater arts. How long does it take you to get into character when you're first learning a part?
It usually depends. I did a lot of character work leading up to this performance, especially since Romeo and a lot of his emotions are so different than what I'm used to experiencing. I do a lot of method acting, and so I did do a lot of preparation before the audition, but usually it takes basically the entire time leading up to the performance for me to really continue to identify with my character. And that entire time, I'm getting just closer and closer to the mindset, and it's really an entirely different thing. There's one thing to just say all of the lines and to have them memorized, but it's another thing to actually get into the mindset of your character, and that takes some doing, and it takes a lot of altering your perspective on things and manipulating it to become your character's perspective. And so that's a very long process, and it happens the entire time, even all the way up to the performance.
Right, and as you go through that, everyone else kind of goes through that, and the show develops more and more.
Yeah, and the interactions between the different characters become more realistic. I feel like if you as an actor can really identify with your character and really feel yourself being your character, it's a lot more believable to the audience.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So what's going through your mind when you first go on stage to begin a scene, like in the middle of a performance, a dress rehearsal?
Well, usually nerves play a big part in that. Sometimes I get a little nervous. I don't get quite as nervous as I used to. So at first it was definitely nerves. But at this point, it's more getting into the mindset of my character. Like I said, I definitely, when you go on to a scene and when you leave a scene, throughout that entire time, you have a goal. You're trying to achieve something, regardless of how important it is to achieve it. Your character has a goal. And so you need to get yourself in the mindset to focus on that goal and to work towards achieving it in the scene. And so that's when you really get into that mindset and really figure that out and have that set in front of you before you go on stage.
Right. So you're thinking less about your lines and more about what your character is doing with the other characters.
Once you get to the performance part, your lines should be more muscle memory. You never should have to think about what you say next. You shouldn't, this is the philosophy that I always follow, is you shouldn't memorize until you get it right. You should memorize until you can't get it wrong. And so you should be able to just rattle your lines off in your sleep, basically, so that you can really focus more on what your character is thinking in the scene, your blocking, your motivations, all those different types of things that are more important than just what you're going to say.
Right, right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's a really vigorous process, it seems like, to have to learn that so thoroughly.
Yeah, after a while, you get used to it. I definitely, especially with Romeo and Juliet, it's Shakespeare, which is a lot more difficult to memorize than most things. But I, especially since I was a lead character as well, it took a lot more time, but I was definitely willing to invest that time in it. And I enjoy doing lines. And so, yeah, it is a tedious process, but if you enjoy acting enough, then it's definitely worth it. And seeing the finished product at the end is definitely a very rewarding thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, are you feeling more of a push to try out for more performances now that it's your senior year?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like my biggest regret is my freshman and sophomore year. I didn't audition for quite as many performances. I just basically didn't keep all of the dates in order for auditions, and so I just didn't really make it to them. And so I was a little bit disappointed about that. And so, yes, especially last year and this year, I had a huge push. And I feel like I've been able to participate in a lot of performances. So I'm glad that I did. But definitely since this is towards the end of the year, it's kind of dying down. And so I was very glad to have this final opportunity to be in a performance before I graduate.
Mm-hmm. So when you're first thinking about auditioning for a play or a musical or anything, why do you feel the push to go out for a certain show? Or is it just the number of shows that you want and the experience?
For the most part, I will audition for just about any show that comes up for Carmel. But usually I will find a specific character that I am intrigued by. And I am willing to take on any role. I won't just basically... I'll find one that I like, but I'm willing to accept any other one because it's so much fun. Every character, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant, has something unique about it, about him, that's different than me as a person. Every character is unique, and so it's always fun to explore that and really just diversify my acting experiences. So I'll take any role as a challenge, even if it's something very insignificant. I'll definitely take it on, and I'll go through all of the processes that I'm going through for Romeo for a smaller role as well. It's all the same thing. It's all the same preparation, even if it's an insignificant role.
Mm-hmm. Does performing fit into your plans after high school?
Well, I do want to go into some form of performing art. I'm probably going to do something along the lines of television, broadcasting, journalism. I don't know. I do want to do something along those lines. I might continue to audition for performances, but I think that I'm really going to center it more around film, which is something that I've been very passionate about, as well as theater.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to say? Anything else?
The performance is really fun. You guys should come. The set is awesome. I think that the fights are also really awesome. And Romeo and Juliet is one of the greatest plays of all time. It's the epitome of tragedy. And so I feel like if you haven't seen a performance at any point in your life, then this would be one to definitely consider going to, because it's a very, it's like the epitome of tragedy. It's the show for a theater. So I definitely recommend going.
Romeo and Juliet will be playing from February 4th to February 6th for those interested in watching Aaron perform in what may be his last show at Carmel High School. This has been Phoebe Kane at WHJE Carmel, accompanied by Aaron Guevara. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.